Hey, what's up, listeners? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the podcast. Yeah, it's good to have you. I'm doing quite good myself, and I hope that you are also doing good. Hopefully, everyone in your life is doing good. You know, I'm going to talk about some new stuff. You know, I'm definitely going to be reformatting how I do the podcast. You know, I put some thought into what I've been doing, and I feel like I'm going to get more listeners by putting out more good quality content and just less content. You know, I find that's important, especially in a podcast. You know, in a podcast, people want to listen and hear good, intelligent things. Like to be honest, you know, like I'll listen to Joe Rogan. Sometimes Joe Rogan, you know, he brings on cool stars. That's awesome. But, you know, what are you really learning? You know, what's the good quality? You know, when I listen to a podcast, I'm always thinking, what did I learn? How did it improve my life? You know, what's it good for me? What, you know what I mean? And these are things that a listener should take into account. You know, I mean, some people, they just listen and watch stuff, and it's like, well, why do you watch and listen to things that don't make you smarter or that don't really, you know, inspire you or shape your life? Like, I'm, you know, I'm tired of giving credit to all these famous people that, you know, have so much credit thrown away already. It's just like, you know, it baffles me. It's like, you know, okay, I get it. Great. You know, yeah, Ryan Reynolds, you're a great actor, or I get it, you know. You know, C.T. Fletcher, you're a great bodybuilder. You know, a lot, you know, I'm not taking away from famous people that did great things, but there's a bigger issue at hand. You know, if you've been following my podcast for a while, you know that I'm into helping youth. I'm into having success for young people and having a better a better message to be sent to people. You know, I feel like the more you can change lives, great. The better you can be in life, you know. And that's where it's at. You feel better when you change lives for the better. And you feel better when you are doing things that are better for yourself, because you listen to someone's podcast, much like my podcast, okay? Perfect, you know. There you go. So now, let's get started with some stuff. Okay, so we have some interesting things to be able to access, you know, and now it's more than ever. Like, now we have the internet. Like, I can't stand sitting around, breathing around without, like, working my brain and you know, using creativity, like using stuff to be able to creatively discover new paths of success, or paths of ways of discovery. You know, sometimes, you know, I'm not here to judge, and, you know, I'm going to tell you, you know, you need to take a path to discover yourself, or to discover what you're about. You know, take a path, because a path is going to allow you to be able to grow and gain and have more. You know, a lot of the time it's like, we don't really take life by the reins, or grab life by the horns. You know, you heard the expression, grab the bull by the horns. You know, as much as I understand, you know, there's emotional stuff that slaps us all metaphorically in the face. Okay, your dad dies, your grandpa dies, your dog dies, maybe your sister gets hurt, or your brother gets sick, really sick. You know, maybe your mother passed away, and that's like, you know, that's like the worst imaginable stuff that could happen to most people. You know, it's unimaginable. It's, you know, I have no idea. You know, I had a father pass away, and it was incredibly hard for me. It's still kind of hard, but you know what? I mean, there's days where I don't think about it, and there's days where you know, life's just good. You know, I'll tell you this, okay? You want to be able to, seek a better path forward, to be able to, create more opportunity. And also, you know, the reason why I brought up what I've just brought up with, having some tragedy in your life, you know, you're human. It will take you a little while, but you got to get over things. You know, there's people that need this talk. Honest to God, there's people that need to talk that have been too emotionally dwelling in something that happened. You know, like, I get it. You know what? You got to find the strength inside of you and go do something for your brother. You know, there's amazing athletes. There's amazing people who accomplish things because they do it in honor of a past loved one. You know, or they do, you know, it's like, it's motivation. It's like, I'm going to do it for you, brother. Or I'm going to do it for you, dad. You know, you got to do it for someone, but do it for yourself, because that's the most important person you got is you. You know, people take it for granted. You know, people come, people go. You're always left over. You know, if it's gonna be, it's up to me. That's the saying. That's how it goes. All right. You know, you gotta really think to yourself, what are you gonna do? That's a possibility to be able to move forward in a way where you can have a better way to think in ways where you're doing better for yourself, you know. And that's where a lot of people just get kind of like sucked into life, and they get sucked into things that no longer are good for you, you know. You know, I've been around some pretty special people lately, and you know, I'll say I've been around some people, and they were eye opening to me in ways where my eyes weren't always open to look at, you know. Interestingly, I think it affected my life in a good way. When you have a good intention in life, things come back to you good. Okay, humans are very quick to pick up on intentions, I think, you know. Sometimes you don't really know what someone's intentions are. I get it. But we're quick to pick up on people and their intentions, and it's awesome. Like, you know, when you have good intentions and you get stuff, you get some love back. You know, I'll tell you, so much strength that people have is waiting to come out and out of them. You know, I know people right now that, you know, they just need to find that strength, that inner strength. You know, I remember when I moved out of my city that I lived in for so many years. I moved out west of Canada, west in Canada. And so, and I found an incredible inner strength, you know, and my inner strength just said, yes, I can do this. Yes, I'm going to do this. And yes, nothing's going to stop me from doing this, you know. And this incredible inner strength happened, and it moved me to be smarter. It moved me to be better. You know, it moved me to have a longer, more envisioned path. You know, like a lot of us, we don't always find that strength, and really, honestly, that's what separates a lot of us from, you know, waking up every day and feeling like you can take on the world, take on the day, you know, and feel energized, and then, or feel motivated. And then some people, they don't have motivation because they don't know how to crumble. You know what I mean? They too many people want to just crumble and not care and not do something about their situation. And, you know, and I've been guilty of that too. But you know what, you know, I make the changes when I need to, and that's what counts, you know. And it's like, you got to make the changes for yourself. You know, people got to understand, you know, it's okay to be a little bit of an ego. You know, you can have a bit of an ego. You got to think, you know, you're in it to win it yourself. You know, you're not always there to beckon at other people all the time. You know, for me, I need to balance that a little bit. At the same time, you know, I don't balance things that I beckon. You know, that's the thing. It's kind of like, you know, when you balance, or I'd really rather just say, you know, don't find people who are so crappy, you know. Find people who are good and deserve your respect, and you can give them respect. You know, I'm tired of people who are disrespectful, and at the same time, it's like, you know, why do you spend your time with people? Question this, okay? That suck your energy and that are toxic. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, you know, be fair, be equal in life, and then, you know, don't take advantage of others. And I get that, you know. At the same time, you know, life's not going to be fair. Business decisions, you know, business deals are not always good. You know, some people, they don't necessarily know when to be able to extract themselves from from a situation or from people that don't do them any good. You know, you want to be able to be around people that are winners. And as much as this sounds like it sounds very egocentrical, you know, the truth is, when you're around people that have infectious, conquering, competitive energy, or achieving energy, when you're around people who have achievement type energy, that want to win and put out their best possible, that's an amazing energy. You know, Donald Trump is a guy like that. Donald Trump wants that energy. You know, people who have that kind of energy, they just, you know, their backs are straight. They stand up. They look. They're a type of people that are intimidating to others, because a lot of others, you know, have the energy. That's the thing. You know, everyone has a winning spirit. The problem is, a lot of people, they're not channeling their winning spirit to the best they can. And I'd say that's 80% of, you know, maybe 70% of people don't channel their winning spirit the best they can. Like I think everyone has a winning spirit, but the problem is, you know, I want to write a book, how to unleash your winning spirit. You know, everyone has a winning spirit. So I'm not trying to sound egocentrical, but the truth is, I want to be around it. And I would bet you $100 you would want to be around a winning spirit. You know, who's a winning spirit? Let me tell you, Anthony Robbins. I'll say Anthony Robbins is a winning spirit. The guy lights crowd. The guy's a hype man. Everyone's hype when they see Anthony Robbins. Anthony Robbins goes around. Anthony Robbins is like an important figure that everybody wants to be around, that everybody likes. You know, Anthony Robbins is a type of guy who's changing lives, and it has this amazing energy. You know, I'll tell you, you know, it's interesting when you have people who have a winning spirit. They tend to just be like, they don't care about too much, but they care about what they want to do, and it's kind of like they don't let things suck them back. You know, like, you got to be positive and strong all the time. But the reality is, human nature is not built to be that. You know, that's what I learned at a young age. You know, I tried always to be the positive, strong person, but but human nature isn't built to be positive and strong. You know, humans break down. That's human nature. Okay, you know, we're not all super. We're only humans. We're not robots. Okay. You know, every human being has the potential to cry, you know. Anyways, or, you know, so people with winning spirits, we all have them. And here's how you know I'm not being arrogant. I'm not telling, you know, what does society love? We love the winning basketball team. Oh, okay, yeah, Jesse, you're right. Oh, we love the winning football team. Oh, okay. Yes, Jesse, you're right. Oh, we love the winning hockey team. Oh, okay, yeah. We love winners. Society loves winners. Trump loves winners. Everyone loves a winner. We all love the winning team. We all want our team to win. We don't cheer for our teams to lose. We don't cheer for our favorite player to lose. We cheer for our favorite team. We cheer for our favorite player. We cheer for our favorite person to win. Win. Have success. We cheer for our favorite underdogs to win. You know, we cheer for the favorite teams to win. You know, we want to cheer for people to win. You know, we don't want to be cheering for people to, like, lose. You know, we want to cheer for our favorite hero to win. You know, our favorite person. So it's like, you know, we want to be careful how we're functioning to points where we sometimes might not always be pushing for winning strategies. So you want to win, right? You want to feel like you can function to be a winner. You know, you don't want to feel like you're some kind of fool. You know, that's the thing. You know, you want to feel like you want to feel like a winner, right? And so, see, a lot of people, what happens is they live vicariously, and I do it too. I'm normal like everybody else. I do it too. I live vicariously through my favorite person to win, my favorite team. I'm thinking LeBron James, you know, like, let's vote. Let's cheer LeBron James on, right? You know, I want to vote for LeBron James to win. Yeah, well, here's the thing, okay? You know, you want to vote for your favorite person to win. At the same time, it's like, oh, okay, well, that's not always the best idea, okay? You want to be voting for yourself to win. So a lot of people need to do that. Everyone needs to change over. You know, Anthony Robbins is a type of guy me and Anthony Robbins are very similar, because the stuff I talk about is a lot of the stuff he advocates. It's like, you know, focus on yourself to win. You know, people need to focus on themselves. Listen, a lot of people go through stuff in life, and I'm not gonna lie, it happened to me. It happens to everyone. Sometimes things in life shape and mold you and make you a specific way because how things happen in your life, okay? And this is just how life is, okay? You know, you got a lot of people who turn out in life to be a certain way because this is what happened to them, and this is their story, you know. So a lot of people become something because this is what happened to them. And so maybe it's psychological. I'd say a lot of times, psychologically at a young age, we're very, you know, we're either taught to be winners or we're taught to be people who just envy winners, you know. Is that a right? Is that a good thing to do? No, it's not. You know, it's not the right thing to do. You know, it's not a good thing to do. I'll tell you right now. It's not smart to be somebody who, you know, it's okay, like it's okay to be humble and to be somebody who doesn't want to be in the front line or who doesn't think they're going to be the star of the football player show. I am that person. Okay. I'm that person who says, nah, I'm not good enough to be up front, you know, or I'm not good enough to be the boss, or, you know, I'm that guy who thinks, yeah, you know, I'm probably not good enough for that, but, you know, yeah, no, I'm probably not, you know, I wouldn't be, you know, as good as Tom Brady sometimes. And you know, the truth is, that's a kind of mindset that it's okay to have, but it's not good to have if you think that it's going to hold you back, or it's not good to have if you're a person who takes their mindset for granted. Like, you know, winners are always hungry to win. You know, some people have it, they never lose it. You know, I remember when I was younger, I had a much more competitive drive than I do now. My competitive drive was always like, oh yeah, you know, let's go out and do this. And it's a motivating drive, you know. Some people, they don't have a motivating drive. They have a certain drive where it's like, you know, they don't really understand, like, they don't understand how people tend to become something that they start to believe in. So what happens is, you know, for my podcast, I want to be able to be encouraging and informative to people who want to achieve, right? The thing is, if you don't want to be an achiever and be informative on how to achieve, then you're not going to be someone who can go far, because how it works is like this, all right? Either you go and achieve things because you now think you can go and achieve things, right? This is important, you know. You want to go be a believer and achiever, right? It's just like this. So it's like, if you're believing in yourself, that's such an important thing you got to teach your kids. You know, I remember I'd sit around, and I love my parents, but my parents were not always like, you know, believe in yourself. You know, you got to believe in yourself. got to instill. I did an entire podcast on how to instill confidence in kids. You know, go back, check out my old podcasts. Great content. You know, instill confidence and belief systems in your kids. You know, it's really what it's about. You know, tell your kids, you know, have belief. So have a belief system where you believe in what you can achieve. You know, if you can't believe in it, you're just not going to want to do it. It's as simple as that, because it's that logical. I don't believe I can jump off a mountain and live, so I'm not going to do it. Oh, wait, that's pretty logical, Jesse. Oh, yes. I don't believe I could jump off a 100-foot bridge into rocks and live either. Wow, we got something in common. Oh, okay. Well, do you believe that you can make $1 million by selling a ton of stuff? That is the question. You know? And that is what's important. Like, people need to be able to, like, understand that the belief system and how they believe things is so, 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 so important. You know, a lot of us just don't crack down on how you want to be able to turn your life to a stronger, better version. Like it's like, you know, my fault are, you know, I'm guilty of being a person who doesn't take the path of change that says, you know, I should go and make this change in my life for the better. You know, I'm not always the guy who's saying, you know, this is what I gotta do because it's for me. You know, sometimes I'm not that guy who's always thinking, you know, I gotta do for the better. I gotta do for the bigger, better picture. You know, and I see that about myself. You know, you know, you want to be someone who can be a protector. You know, don't be a passive person, because we're all, the young people are only going to get one chance. You know, when people turn 50, the odds of you being a professional hockey player, or, you know, I've even said this before, right? It doesn't happen, okay? You know, realistically, when you're young, choose what you really, really want to do, okay? motivated people just set their eyes on a path and set their eyes on a goal, and they just follow through with it. You know, they're just following through with achievements. You know, you want to be able to follow through with goals and follow through with achievements, to have the follow through that is so successful. You're basically just unbelievably intelligent and unbelievably talented, that you don't have any issues with anything else, you know, and that's where power comes from in people, you know. So anyways, I'm gonna end this podcast. I'm not gonna make these podcasts that long anymore. Stick to my guns. Enjoy the podcast. Remember, believing is achieving. Believe in yourself. You know, I've said these words before. You got an inner winner, okay? Unleash the inner winner. These little catchphrases are cool, man. They're corny, but they're cool at the same time. Unleash the inner winner and eat a healthy dinner. All right, I'm out. Share with your friends, share with your family. Thank you. I appreciate that.